We continue on with our Troy locker room chat this week on KNCA. Brandon Tabman joined now by the Trojans boys basketball coach, that is Jonathan Rodvelt, after a loss to Hiawatha on Tuesday and then a season opening win last week against Riverside. Troy sitting here at 1-1 in the first week plus of the season. Coach, we'll kind of dive into both of these matchups that we had seen so far, but, you know, two games in, one win, one loss, you know, what's kind of the early season assessment for your ball club?
Early season, I would say that, you know, we're better at the areas that we've really focused on. You know, of course you try and be balanced and be proactive and not be reactive and say, well, we got to do better at this after something goes wrong. But you know, we try and push the tempo more. Most of our opponents we're going to try and play a little faster than still. The Riverside game, we definitely played much better when we were faster. They jumped out to an early start there. You know, then Riverside came back on us and it was just really slow. And then it wasn't until near halftime that we picked up the press a little bit and that changed the tempo and you could kind of tell, by watching the game that there was definitely a shift, and we had a much better second half against them. We're still behind late, and had 24 points in the fourth quarter, and that was pretty big for us, and ended up coming from behind and kind of taking that away from them there late. So yeah, we're really looking at the simple stuff. We've got a much different team than we have had the past couple of years, even though we've got some of the boys, you know, they were younger and weren't all getting the majority of varsity time. And so we've really got to get back to good passes, you know, all the little things, taking care of the basketball, good shot selection, and making sure that, you know, all the good teams do those things and they don't make those types of mistakes. So we've got to get to that point. We have to make sure that we take care of the basketball, make better decisions, and build upon all those things. So we're just looking for good, solid basketball at the very beginning of the season.
Well, Hiawatha, they were impressive early on in that game Tuesday night. They got out to you and got on you quickly and gotten that pressure in the full court, forced some turnovers from you guys. They got some easy buckets and built an early lead, and they were just kind of able to extend it and kind of keep it at arm's length. What was the most impressive part maybe about what Hiawatha was able to do to you guys?
Well, they right now with where they are at developmentally, I would say, maybe a tad more experience than we have, but their pace is just a little bit faster than ours. I mean, we know that Hiawatha loves to get out and run, and so that pace was hard for us. But then we tried to make up for it, and you get out of control, and not just the pace, but their athleticism. You know, they've got really long guys. They're, you know, deceptively long even. I mean, they're tall, but, they can get to all those tipped, to all those balls and tip them. And, you know, in practice, you can't replicate that, right? Our varsity guys don't quite have that length, and neither do our JV guys. So those passes over the top, you know, we talk about never passing into high hands. First thing you're doing coming into a trap to create a trap is you get your hands up and hope somebody is silly enough to try and throw it over the top. And that's what we did. So we really haven't gotten to face that type of pressure as a team overall. In the future, I think it'll be really good for us because, well, we're going to face some tough competition. We're not going to see that type of length and size out of a team so much with that type of pressing style. So yeah, I mean, they're a good team and like everybody, there's plenty of things to work on. I'm sure they're going to talk about today that there's a lot of things that they should have done better as well. But we let it snowball way too much. And as far as our side, we missed a ton of layups. I haven't counted them all, but, we missed at least 20 layups in the game. Some were contested, some were not. And you've got to be able Stop the Bleeding, as our assistant coach Heath Swetstein says. And we didn't stop the bleeding very well. It's for the pressing teams and coaches, it's feast or famine. You know, if you're going to press, you'll get beat a couple times, but when things go south for the opponent and they get sloppy and they turn the ball over, that's where you rack up 8 to 12 points in a minute or two. That's what we got to look at. Take care of that basketball and be more patient when we're getting pressured like that.
Coach, real quick, a schedule change gives you guys a Friday off, so you get a little bit extra practice time this week before a matchup with Donovan West on Tuesday next week. How do you utilize this extra practice time to get ready for Donovan West next week?
I think we gotta correct and really talk about some of the things that we've seen, even the Riverside games. Right, there's a lot to look at and correct. But luckily it's all correctable. So this one extra day really, really helps us. We're not rushed into instantly getting prepared, for the next opponent. We can look back about what we're doing right now and fix that. It's nice. I'm not going to complain about, having this one extra practice time a bit, because we definitely do need it if we're going to go forward and progress in the right direction.
Troy basketball coach for the boys, that is Jonathan Rodvelt, joining us again off the loss to Hiawatha Tuesday. No game Friday. Get a little bit of extra time. They'll take on Donovan West in their next basketball game coming up on Tuesday next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.